This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Continuing our examination of the proposals on Michigan's ballot next Tuesday, we turn to Proposal 3, the renewable energy question. And who better to explain the pros and cons than Michigan Radio's Rebecca Williams, host of the Environment Report. Rebecca, so how would Prop 3 change state law if it becomes part of our state constitution?
So Proposal 3 seeks to amend the state constitution to increase the state's renewable portfolio standard. We have one of these on the books already, and it requires utilities to get 10% of their electricity sales from renewable sources, wind, sun, and so forth, by the year 2015.
Okay.
Now, that standard was put in place by the legislature in 2008. Proposal 3 would bump our standard up to 25% renewables by 2025. So that's why it's sometimes called 25 by 25, if you've heard that.
We have. Okay.
So the important thing to note is that Proposal 3 defines renewable energy sources as wind, solar, biomass, and hydropower. So there's four categories.
Okay.
Now, if Proposal 3 passes, it would be the first time that any state constitution would be amended for a renewable portfolio standard.
So I'm imagining that people across the nation are watching what happens here.
They are. Yeah, there's been a lot of interest in this.
All right. So that's what it may do. Who's for this?
So there's a group called Michigan Energy, Michigan Jobs. They're the group that is behind the ballot initiative. And now, of course, alternative energy companies supported a number of environmental groups and health groups. And organized labor is split on the issue.
Okay.
Former Republican Governor William Milliken supports it. Mm-hmm. Proposal 3 has just also been endorsed this week by former President Bill Clinton, of all people, and the Christian Coalition of America.
All right. And organized labor is split. Who else is against it?
So the utility companies are against this. So are many chambers of commerce. Dow Chemical has come out against it. Governor Rick Snyder is opposed. And also former state Supreme Court Justices Frank Kelly and Conrad Mallett, who are both Democrats, have come out and stated their opposition to Proposal 3 because they say it would muddy the Constitution. Here's Justice Mallett speaking at a press conference held by Care for Michigan. It's the group leading the effort to defeat Proposal 3.
These are very, very difficult, complex issues. They need to be discussed thoroughly and completely, and in public. You can't make energy policy up on the back of an envelope. You can't shrink it down to a paragraph.
So his concern seems to be you can't just make a couple lines and slap it into a constitution and call that the change.
Yes, and everybody agrees that the legislature is going to have to do things to implement Proposal 3 if it passes.
Okay.
So there will be steps that the legislature has to take. There will be things the legislature will have to define. But when you put an amendment in the Constitution, if you wanted to change it in Michigan, it would actually take another constitutional amendment that we would have to vote on to make any changes to this Proposal 3.
Okay, so why exactly did the supporters want this to be a constitutional amendment instead of taking a legislative tack?
Well, they like the idea of cementing it in the Constitution. So the supporters say, you know, it took 10 years for the legislature to pass this 10% standard. So it takes too long, is their argument.
Okay.
Mark Fisk, who's the spokesman for Michigan Energy, Michigan Jobs, says they felt that if they left the legislature to its own devices, it would not raise the renewable portfolio standard anytime soon.
The big utility companies, the big oil companies, and the big energy companies have enormous clout and influence in our state legislature. And our coalition, bipartisan coalition, made the determination early on that the only practical way to expand Michigan's use of renewable energy was to let the people decide.
Okay, Rebecca, so how would things change for the average citizen in Michigan, let's say after next Tuesday, Proposal 3 is passed, and it is now in our Constitution?
Well, so people on both sides of this say that wind turbines are the most likely source, the most likely way that we would meet Proposal 3. But there's been a lot of debate about how much it would cost to implement. You've probably seen the ads. They're all over the airwaves.
They are.
We've been hearing from the opponents that it'll cost $12 billion over 20 years. And they use that 20-year figure as the lifespan of a turbine. And they estimate that each ratepayer in Michigan would pay about $2,500 over that time period.
Okay.
Now, the supporters of Proposal 3 do the math differently, and they look at how many ratepayers are residential. So this is households versus businesses.
Okay.
And what percentage of electricity they use. And they say, okay, well, the residential ratepayers use 40% of the electricity in the state. So if you take 40% of 2,500, it's $1,000. You with me there?
Okay.
And so then they take the $1,000 and they spread it over 25 years. So they look at the lifespan of a wind turbine as a little bit longer.
Okay.
So different math, right? And
yes.
So then they go further and they subtract out some fuel savings from burning less coal.
Okay.
And some avoided costs from not having to upgrade some old coal plants. And they come up with an average cost of 50 cents a month.
So we have, on one hand, $2,500 cost, and the other hand, 50 cents. That's certainly a great difference in price tags.
Yes, yes it is. So there's also a new report on Proposal 3 that's out from the University of Chicago. And I talked to Liz Moyer. She's the author of this report. And she says, hey, wait a minute. There's too many extremes on both campaigns on this issue. And her analysis is that Proposal 3 is doable with a moderate financial impact on consumers.
I think the take-home message is that this isn't dramatic on either side. It's not going to bankrupt Michigan. It's not going to save the world and stop global warming. It's not going to be free. It's not going to be disastrous. It's just another decision you have to make. It would be a little more expensive in Michigan. Some people would find that hard to take. It's not anything as expensive as trying to run your air conditioner in Hawaii. So it's people need to make a choice, and it is a valid choice on either side of the issue, and the choice has been complicated by a lot of rhetoric that's a little extreme.
Well said. And there's been a lot of extreme rhetoric.
and she says it, at the most, if you pay $100 a month, let's say right now,
okay,
by 2025, your bill could go up to $111 a month to meet the new standard.
Hmm.
But she points out that there's a rate cap in the proposal of 1% a year. And what that means is this 1% rate cap limits the amount that your bill can go up to meet Proposal 3. So actually, that means that your bill would go up more slowly than that. You know,
okay,
you have a gradual increase.
All right.
The important thing to note, though, is that that rate cap is not going to stop your bill from going up for other reasons. So electricity keeps getting more expensive, so your bill will probably keep going up no matter what.
This is just the part that would be involved with meeting the renewable standard.
Right.
All right. And there's this production tax credit, right, that's involving the federal subsidy for wind turbines?
Yep, that's right. And this is in place right now, but it's going to expire at the end of this year. And this federal tax credit has helped make wind turbine projects much more affordable. So one of the things that Liz Moyer said to me was that if that goes away, if it's not extended at the end of the year, a lot of these renewable portfolio standards may become more expensive to meet and more difficult for states to accomplish. But her calculations, this $111 a month, includes the tax credit going away.
Okay. So the bottom line here for voters who are walking into that poll next, in that voting booth next Tuesday, what do they want to think about?
So the things to think about are you willing to pay more? And it's not completely clear how much more, but are you willing to pay more for more renewable energy? Do you think that that's where we should go as a state? Do you think that we should use less coal? We use about 59% of our electricity comes from coal, and that's imported from other states.
Mm.
So if that's important to you, that's one thing to think about. And then the other thing is, do you think that this kind of energy policy, a renewable portfolio standard, belongs in the Constitution?
And just so everybody's clear, too, because people will often say, I'm not sure if I vote yes, if that means yes or if it means no. So when you walk in and you look at Proposal 3, yes means?
Yes means I do want the renewable portfolio standard to go up to 25%.
And no means I do not. So that one is straightforward, the wording. There's no doubt there.
That's right.
Rebecca, thank you so much for enlightening us on Proposal 3. Rebecca Williams is, of course, host of the Environment Report here on Michigan Radio.
Thank you.
And a quick note now about these proposals, with a big thanks to stateside listener Dick in Ann Arbor, who wrote us to point out we had not yet mentioned how many votes it'll actually take to make these ballot proposals law. Well, the answer is a simple majority. If a majority of Michigan's voters say yes to one of these proposals, it'll pass. Let's continue now our conversation.